There's a new sport in Nebraska. Actually, it's an old sport, but kids in the heartland have enthusiastically taken to it. From Omaha, Robin Murray has the story.
Oh, what are you doing? No, go back!
That is the sound of American kids getting overexcited on the sidelines of a game. Yes, it's in Nebraska, but no, it has nothing to do with Husker football, and nope, not even the College World Series. That is a group of middle schoolers shouting on the sidelines of a cricket pitch. You know, the bat and ball game that kind of looks like baseball? And okay, most of them have parents from Commonwealth countries like India and Pakistan, where A, cricket is a big deal, and B, last names have several consonants.
Kuntum Naini, that's my last name. Sivakrant is my first name, but people just call me Siv. Okay, Kuntum Naini.
You already mentioned that. Come on.
Okay. Kuntanani is K-A-N-T-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-
home, they like cricket for their own reasons.
You run and catch the ball, and you fall down, bump your head.
That's the exact thing I like. You get hit.
These young cricketers are players in Nebraska's first intercity youth league, the Omaha Ninjas versus the Lincoln Warriors. The league was organized by the Omaha Cricket Club, which has played at N.P. Dodge Park near Epley for more than 20 years. And for the past 3 years, the club has been setting up camps in local schools to introduce the game to young batters and bowlers. They have a running tally of kids they've reached on their website. Currently, it's over 4,049 schools. And if only a slice of that tally sticks with it, cricket in Nebraska is here to stay. Peter Michaud, a transplant to Omaha from Washington, D.C., sits on the sidelines with other enthusiastic parents at the game. He says the energy of the coaches, the players, and the parents is just fun to be around.
That just kind of enthusiasm is really contagious. And I think that's what I like the most about it. And it's a new sport. It's different. It's off the beaten path for most traditional American sports.
Michaud's 7-year-old son, Alexander, scored the winning run for Omaha with a big hit, even though he was playing 12- and 13-year-olds. So what does Xander, as he goes by, like about cricket?
Mostly batting.
Do you play any other sports?
Yep. Baseball, basketball.
What are you playing this fall?
Oh, soccer.
Oh, right, soccer. That pesky popular game is actually the model the Omaha Cricket Club is following. Bring the sport to the kids so they can grow up and push for colleges to adopt the game. It's a national strategy that the United States Youth Cricket Association is employing. Bhaskar Sethi heads the Omaha Cricket Club and also works with the national group, managing over 300 clubs. He says cricket is perfect for what he calls sideline kids, those who don't have the build for football or the height for basketball.
Our best player in the world is around 5'6" and a normal build because of the game it is. We don't have to hit hard. We have to strategically place the ball in the field.
Sure, it's an uphill battle, and there are loads of sports to compete against. But Sethi's convinced cricket can find a new place in America. It has an old place. Even Abraham Lincoln turned out for a game in 1849. And some argue America's pastime, baseball, wouldn't even exist if it hadn't been for cricket. The modern game is moving away from the traditionally slow-moving 5-day test matches to the fast-paced T20 games, which can be over in 2 to 3 hours. Vijay Yajala is an immigrant from India who coordinates the youth workshops. He says it's rewarding to give back to a game he loves. That's Suman Vallabhai, a parent and immigrant from Panama whose own parents hail from India. He's watching his son Devon, who's 12, with his wife Michelle. She says her son played in a youth workshop and decided on his own he wanted to play.
He tried basketball, he tried soccer, and none of it stuck. It always was something that, do I really have to keep going? You know, can we stop now? This, I never get an argument. And so it's really nice to finally find a group that he feels comfortable and happy with, and he's learning something and being active.
Being active, of course. And oh, so many reasons to like cricket.
Batting.
It's intense.
You bump your head.
It's a team sport we can enjoy with our friends.
The Omaha Cricket Club will continue with youth camps and workshops in Lincoln and Omaha throughout the school year, with a possible league game over fall break, depending on the enthusiasm. For Only a Game, I'm Robin Murray in Omaha.